We're doing Sefer Sota Katzal. The first commandment that he tells us is the commandment to believe, to know that there is a potent being that created us. And that's the first commandment, right? God says, I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Egypt. So part of that commandment is knowing that God created the world. And part of that commandment is to know that God is still watching over the world. This is one of the fundamentals of Jewish faith. Right, gentlemen, we're on page 13. The book starts on page 13. So that's commandment number one, and this applies to men, women, everyone at all times. That's mitzvah number one. Mitzvah number two is what we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, recognizing that Hashem is singular, that there is no potent being other than God. And this, again, is something that a person has to believe completely, to recognize that God is not corporeal, and therefore the things that affect us don't affect Him. And again, this is a commandment that's relevant at every moment. So you guys understand, any minute that a person thinks to himself, God created the world, He's the only one, He's just fulfilled two biblical mitzvot. Mitzvah number three, we have a mitzvah to love Hashem with our heart, with our soul, and our wealth. And that's what we say in Shema, V'avkat Hashem lokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshcha b'chol meodecha. How do we love Him? How do you get to love God? So when you look at God's creations, you look at nature, you look at science, when you look at the creation, this world that God created, so then a person has awe, and he arouses within him, and says, wait a second, wow, look at this world, look at the cosmos, look at what God created for us. And the way to love God is to know God. The more one understands God and His creations, the more one can love God. Now, part of loving Hashem is also telling other people, teaching one's family members the Torah that you learn here, showing other people what the Torah is about within Judaism. Avraham Avinu went beyond Judaism. That was that's a sign of love. When you get engaged, what's the first thing you want to do? Have your kala meet your parents. When you love someone, then you want to introduce them, you want to expose them to the people that are close to you. By the same token, that's when one loves Hashem, he wants to expose the people that are close to him to Hashem. So that's mitzvah number three, to love Hashem. The third mitzvah is what we just learned in the Mishnah. That's the mitzvah to have awe, to be God-fearing people. And again, that's a mitzvah that's applicable to everyone. And the fifth mitzvah that we'll do today is the mitzvah to sanctify God's name. So that means that if a person is placed in a situation where he's given a choice, either bow to an idol or give up your life, we have a mitzvah to be willing to give up our lives. And if a Jew is placed in a situation where he's told, give up your faith or we're going to kill you, a Jew has a mitzvah to be willing to give up his faith. And if it's a time when they're trying to ensure that Jews don't keep any mitzvot, then a Jew is supposed to be willing to give up his life for any mitzvah. That's the time that's called Shema. That's why we find during the Greek and Roman persecution that Jews risk their lives to perform circumcisions. We know there are three mitzvot that a Jew has to be willing to give up his life for, right? Idol worship, murder, and adultery, right? Those three mitzvot. But if it's a time where they're trying to abolish Judaism, they're trying to get us to leave the faith, then we say, for any mitzvah, we'll give up our life. That's the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, and that's the fifth mitzvah we did today. Who wants to summarize the five? We saw five mitzvot now. 5 minutes, five mitzvot. We
did another.
Go ahead. Number one, believe in God. Number two?
As you said, a positive mitzvot, but believe there's only one God.
Believe there's only one God. Right, we're going through the positive, and then we'll go through the prohibition.
What?
Believe
your partner
God.
To love Hashem.
That's number three. Very good. What's number four? Okay, what's number five?
Sanctifying.
Who wants to expand? Do you have any details about sanctifying Hashem's name?
Can't say God's name in vain.
That's a separate mitzvah.
Unless
it's done. So we said,
we'll do number six.
Kiddush Hashem is being willing to die for these principles. Now,